The 10 o'clock hour, Wildy and Tausch, ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand. Jesse and Tausch today with Jason on assignment. Hey, by the way, welcome in everyone on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, wrapping up the Children's Radiothon. Over $133,000 raised.
It's amazing what they do down
local
there.
Local charities in Dodge there. County. Incredible. Nicely done for the John Moser Children's Radiothon over the last day. Let's get to talking Green Bay Packers, because yesterday, Tausch, during our show, you tweeted out a question for fans to respond to, and it has garnered a lot of responses and a lot of different responses. Mm-hmm. The tweet that you shared,
fumbling
after
over
I'm
there,
throwing my phone around
fumbling.
Entire studio here, your tweet read as follows. Besides J-Love, that's Jordan Love, starting quarterback,
yep, it is.
Green Bay Packers, who do you believe needs to be the most impactful Packer in 2024?
Yep.
I love the way that you phrase that question.
Well, thank you.
How do you answer? Well, actually, before you answer the question, what is the impetus of that question? What made you want
to
ask
think
this?
We've talked so much about Jordan Love, and obviously the quarterback is what makes this thing go round, and his contract, and the receiving core, and the who's going to be the number one, and you know, there's so much talk, and even you know with Bulaga joining us every Wednesday, the O-line, I think we've covered the offensive line at a really good clip, and all of the moving parts there, and the you know I think the Zach Tom injury is probably one of the most important things to watch as training camp starts unfolding. And then we just discussed the kicking. So all of those things are interesting, and when you're talking about your favorite team and what they need. But there's been a lot of other things that have kind of been moving, and I don't think we've really delved into it. So when you have a team that has championship aspirations and you have a defense that has not lived up to the billing of what we all hoped, you get a new coordinator. There's just a lot of players that I think need to up their game. And for a championship team, you need to have field tilters. Right now on the defensive side of the ball, who's a field tilter? Who's the guy that the opposing offense, like when we used to get into our game plan meetings on Wednesdays, and we'd have our first meeting, and occasionally, not always, there'd be a big old bullseye. X. We can't let this dude wreck the game. Julius Peppers was one of those.
Mm-hmm.
We would slide our protections, and we would actually change the name of our protection from two or three jet, which is how you slide your offensive line, to two jet Pep. All right, if Pep's over on this side, we're sliding this way. That's what we would do.
Wow.
And that was the only guy we ever did that for, by the way. Troy Polamalu with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We literally designed our run game to make sure, typically, you're not going to account for a safety. Troy Polamalu was anywhere near the box. If he wasn't playing in a high two shell, which is way back, we would run a play, and we actually designed plays to put a combination block up to number 43, another X guy. So when you have those guys, and the reason I keep saying X guy is because that's how I'm answering this question. The Green Bay Packers championship run of 2010, Nick Collins and Charles Woodson were dogs, playmakers, guys that tilted the field. Nick Collins made a game-tilting play in the Super Bowl championship with the pick, his ball skills, all of the things. And I think the Packers have been chasing a spot or chasing to find a replacement for him for over a decade. I don't know if they've gotten it yet. I think this is the first time we really believe we might have it. So Xavier McKinney is my answer. I think with what this defense is doing, if we're going to, I think Jair needs to get back. And what T-Buck said on Homer earlier this week, you feel good about it. He's more engaged. There's no question he's been up here. He earned his roster bonus or his workout bonus. I think you feel good about where he's at as a player and with Jeff Hafley. But you can have the greatest schemes of all time. You need to have somebody that can make a play and be a sure tackler. I think the way this defense is going to be more aggressive in getting in the backfield and not just holding a gap and trying to do things. You're getting Kenny Clark up the field. Devontae Wyatt up the field. You're going to leave your safety in spots where they need to make tackles. And I think that's why Darnell Savage isn't there anymore. Too many missed tackles. Xavier McKinney, not only from a ball hawk and, you know, Leroy Butler-esque, you know, moving him around and make it difficult, you got to be a surefire tackler, because I'm all right if you give up a couple 6-8 yard runs because you got guys in the backfield and you're trying to make lost yardage plays. You can't turn a 6-yard run, which is what McCaffrey did in that NFC divisional game, into a 40-yard touchdown. That's on just having secondary guys that can tackle. I think if this defense is going to markedly get better, X needs to be the guy that we're paying him to be, and he needs to be the leader. He needs to be a stud field-tilting safety. That's what they brought him in for, and that's the role he needs to play if this defense is going to get a lot better. And if this defense doesn't get a lot better, they ain't going to go any further than they did last year.
So Tausch is in the camp that Xavier McKinney, the free agent safety that the Packers signed coming into the season, is going to be the player who needs to be the biggest impact player for the Green Bay Packers this year. So again, we're not saying who will be the biggest impact player beside, and again, besides Jordan Love, he's exempt. So besides Jordan Love, who needs to be the biggest impact player for the 2024
Packers? And what's fun about this is there is no wrong answer here.
And there are a lot of answers that we've seen coming in.
If you say Jordan Morgan needs to be, I'd push back, but I understand where you're coming from. I think Josh Jacobs is another guy that would spring to one of the top parts of my list. But right there at number two, I got number 52 as my other guy.
Rashawn Gary.
He needs to be super impactful. The pass rush, Preston Smith's going to be over there. I think Lucas Van Ness is going to take a nice jump. But it's time. Rashawn Gary's back from his knee. Not that I think he was bad last year. I don't think he was as consistent as he was pre-knee injury. And I get it. He's coming back from an ACL. He got back quick. He was able to play a ton of snaps. I thought he fought through some things. But now he had an offseason to actually work on his craft and not just sit there in a rehab room and just hustle to get back. He needs to be the dominant pass rusher that we're paying him to be. So the money is always a factor in how this goes, but it really comes down to this league's about pass rush and making plays. Rashawn Gary's our best pass rusher. He needs to be the Bosa. He needs to be the Micah Parsons. He needs to be that guy. He doesn't need to move around as much. Put your hand in the dirt and go get him. And if he is able to do that, all of a sudden, then that frees up everybody else to make their plays, and it frees up Kenny, and it frees up Devontae. If you have to put a back over to Chip, I hope that I hear the Chicago Bears players talking about 2-3 Gary, where we have to chip 52. That's what I'm hoping to hear. Or we have to provide help over here to stop Rashawn Gary. That's what we're looking for. And if either of those two guys can be the guy, I think you're going to see this defense make market improvements.
This is going to be a fun conversation. We're going to have it throughout the 10 o'clock hour. 844-770-3776. We have responses that we will comb through on the Wilde and Tausch Facebook page and the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed. But we'll take your calls as well. 844-770-3776. What player needs to have the biggest impact for the Green Bay Packers besides Jordan Love in 2024? It almost sounds, Tausch, like we're asking need it or don't need it, which we know is presented by Fleet Farm.
And check out all the deals this weekend at Fleet Farm. I'm excited. We just talked to Chad. He's going to take me out a little trout fishing. I just went to Fleet Farm last week. I got my regular fishing license, and I got my Great Lake stamp. I got my trout stamp, the whole bit. So I'm ready to go. You stop into Fleet Farm to shop everyday deals on all your go-to pet supplies. Save on healthy food, treats, and everyday essentials for your dog or cat from all of the top brands at Fleet Farm, serving the Midwest since 1954. Jesse Nelson is going to give us his impactful player. We're asking you for yours as well. There's a lot of potential candidates for this team to be a championship contender. There's a lot of people that need to step up. Who do you think needs to be that player? We'll talk about that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tausch's tweet yesterday, besides Jay Love, who do you believe needs to be the most impactful Packer in 2024? I'll share my answer here in a moment. Want to get to some of your answers as well. 844-770-3776 is your way into the show. And you know this guy wouldn't pass up an opportunity to call, I think today of all days especially. Ron in the Key, welcome to Wilde and Tausch. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, guys. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ron.
So I'll get Tausch, when are we going trout fishing?
I don't know. Do you trout fish?
Hell no. Tausch, there are things, despite you thinking I'm a serial killer.
I don't think you're a serial killer. I think you probably only do one. You're not going to be a serial guy.
right. Get away with one and then don't press your luck. We'd gamble together. We'd make fun of Ben together. There'd be a lot of things that we could do together.
Yep.
But we'll get to why you think I called, which
I know
probably
why you called.
Partially
this is a tradition like any other.
Does she know?
Yeah, no, she knows. Yeah, she very much knows. Yes.
I've tweeted at her. She should know.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. Yes.
There are maybe two people listening who know what this is in reference to at this point.
That's what you're always looking for.
To spare them bad radio, happy birthday, Sarah Tauscher.
That is really nice. That's nice of you, Ron. You stole my Feel Good Friday. Thanks.
I'm just hoping you're prepared, versus that, the restaurant fiasco last week. For those of you who do think I'm a serial killer, it's because Tausch's wife and my wife share a birthday. So many years ago, Tausch brought it up that it was Sarah's birthday today. So obviously that's something that even I can remember as a husband. All right. To the answer to the question for me, though, Tausch, there's another tradition for ours.
Okay.
The 4th-and-26 game is not the 4th-and-26 game. It's the 4th-and-what game?
I don't know.
4th-and-1, right? You guys had 4th-and-1. You were in that game, right?
Yes,
I
was.
If they give the ball to your line and our running back, 4th-and-26 never happens because wasn't the U package or whatever?
Yeah.
You guys had literally never lost yardage on that play the entire year. Am I remembering that correctly?
Well, I'll tell you this. We've had this discussion before, and there are plenty of plays in that game, but I think all of us, even our offensive line, we would all sign up to say, if you can get off the field on 4th-and-26 to win the game, we'd take it. Every one of us would. So I understand your points. Your point's fair.
I'm a defender of McCarthy in the Seattle game, saying if he coached a game so 50 things had to go wrong to lose, he did well. Anyways, my point, though, people like Baugeau, that was a safety at that point, right? Wasn't it?
He was definitely on one of the teams. I don't remember if
it
was
that
year.
I haven't heard that game in a while.
Anyways, I'll get to it. I'm being Ron. The point is, people remember that.
Okay.
When is the last time that a safety or any real
Leroy Butler, Nick Collins, continue?
But even with those guys, as great as they are, and I'm a big proponent of Leroy next to Sterling Sharp, he was my guy that should have been in the Hall of Fame. Now he is. Hopefully Sterling is.
Okay.
You got to have lines. Football is won by the line.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So to me,
yep,
it's going to be whoever's your weak point at offensive line, or you brought up Gary, just somebody has to be a pass rusher.
Okay.
Because as much optimism as we have for these wide receivers and for Love and for our running back, if you don't have a good offensive line, it ain't going to work.
So which
it's
one
all,
is the
football
but the
is
question
one line.
Is listen, we all know
because we're not going to win because of defense.
You can't say the entire offensive line though. You got to pick one. That's the point of the exercise.
Tausch, who's the weakest offensive line of the five right now? That's who I would say.
Yeah, I think as we sit here right now, you'd have to ask the right guard position. And Ron, I appreciate you calling, reminding me it's my wife's birthday. You
Happy
do it every
birthday.
Year. I appreciate that. I appreciate you bringing up the 4th and 26 game to get my mind just back in
the really
gutter.
Hit all the checks
there. So we appreciate all that, and thanks for the point online. So Ron, we appreciate you. We'll hear from you again in a year. So I think there's no doubt the offensive line is always critical, defensive line. But I'm just telling you, I think impact player. Nobody thinks of O-line. The units, yes, but if you don't have a left tackle and your quarterback gets drilled, it's a fair point. Right tackle, you know, all of those things can be in play, but that's not where I went with it. But I have no problem with Ron going there.
So, and I'm actually glad that Ron got to this point, because one of the players,
it took him a long time to get
it did take
point.
Him a very long time to get
did
there.
He think because Wildy's been out all week, we needed someone super mm-hmm. long winded to come in and like go through to get to Baoju?
Yeah,
that's a long strange trip.
Is Elgton Jenkins an impact player for the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah.
I wanted to – my gut reaction when I first saw your tweet yesterday, that my answer was going to be Elgton Jenkins. Okay. And I don't know if that's actually the answer I want to submit for the question, because I think what I think of when I hear impact player is the game is different when this player is not part of the team. This is a player that the Packers are totally different when he's healthy and available and playing, and they can't do the same things that they would want to do when he's not there. Is Elgton Jenkins in that category? Because we know how great he is, we know how versatile he is, we know how steady and consistent he's been for so many years now.
Yep.
As now, so, is he the elder statesman of the offensive line?
He is the elder statesman.
So is the offensive line that much worse when he's not part of
it? I'll say this. He was hurt. He came back early, fought through, but that Detroit game at Lambeau is one of the worst offensive line performances we've seen.
They last year on the Thursday
They
night.
Were dominated. And they flipped the script, and when we went up to Detroit, they battled, and there's definitely causation to Jordan Love's performance improving. The O-line got better and better and better. That's not up for debate. Those are facts. So you lose Elgton Jenkins when he was missing games or he wasn't fully healthy, they weren't the same unit. Zach Tom was also beat up that game. I think you can make an argument that Zach Tom is one of those guys that could be a monster impactful player, because he's a really good player. And if you can stop one of their impactful players without having to use a ton of help, that in turn makes you impactful. So absolutely an O-lineman can be that.
844-770-3776. Reviewing responses to Tausch's tweet yesterday. Besides Jordan Love, who needs to have the biggest impact for the 2024 Green Bay Packers? 844-770-3776. A couple more responses rolling in. Ian in East Troy on the text line. Josh Jacobs needs to be the stud he can be.
I think that's a solid answer, because Aaron Jones, going back to when Jordan really started, and why I was so disappointed at that San Francisco result, because it's really hard to keep a running back healthy, and the fact that Aaron missed so much time and then was rolling by the time the end of the season and the playoffs came, that he's such a weapon for this offense. And now you decided to go in a different direction, which we'll find out if that was the right move or not. Josh Jacobs, a home run hitter. He's got all the tools that you're looking for, and it's Matt LaFleur's job to put him in that position. And if he can be as good as we hope, this offense will even be markedly better than what it was last year.
Continuing to share your responses, and we will comb through them, including on Facebook and Twitter. There are Wildy and Tausch platforms there. You should, by the way, follow us and like all of our stuff there, so we get you interacted, even when the show's not happening on the Wildy and Tausch Twitter and Facebook feed. 844-770-3776. Biggest impact Packers besides Jordan Love in 2024. We'll continue to review responses coming up next. Normally, Jason is here to tell you about Associated Bank. Well, guess what? I'm an Associated Bank customer, too. So I want to tell you, who won the J.D. Power Award for best customer satisfaction with retail banking? It's Associated Bank. Their customers are happy, and their customer care is award-winning. In addition to this award, Associated Bank rolled out a major customer benefit update called Early Pay. If a customer is enrolled for direct deposit with their paychecks, with Early Pay, they can get their money up to 2 days early. little advance pay on your paycheck there. Want to show your love for the green and gold every single day? Of course you can, and you got it with Associated Bank's exclusive Packers checking account, a one-of-a-kind debit card, a 10% discount at the Packers Pro Shop. Visit AssociatedBank.com/Packers to get started today. You've got this with Associated Bank, just like Jason and I do. Remember, FDIC. Biggest impact Packers in 2024. We'll continue to review responses next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Besides Jordan Love, who do you believe needs to be the most impactful Packer in 2024? That was Tausch's tweet. We are reviewing responses. Tausch says Xavier McKinney, X. That's your guy. Biggest impact.
Yeah, Packer. I mean, I think anytime you make a splash like that and overhaul a position, which needed to be overhauled, it's not good enough just to be, okay, you need to have somebody there, and you're starting to see more teams focus on that spot as let's get somebody that can cover a tight end, that can blitz and be versatile. And it's really tough to play defense in this league now. It's really tough to stop people on a consistent basis. You better be able to create turnovers. And the best way to do that, obviously, is pressuring the quarterback, but then having somebody that understands what's going on and then making plays on the ball when they're there. That's what we hope for Max.
So I really want to say Christian Watson.
Okay.
I really want to say Christian Watson because based on the criteria of having a huge impact on the team, what you can do when he's healthy and when he's not healthy, I think the offensive dynamic does change when Christian Watson's available in the receiving core. We saw it last year. We saw it the year before that. When Christian Watson's healthy and he's actively part of that offense, it can be electric. When he's not healthy and active part of the offense, Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love, they've figured it out, but it does look different than when he's out there. I don't know if Christian Watson, as we've talked about for a month now, I don't know if he has the ability to be wide receiver one like he was looked at a year or two ago, but I think he can still be the biggest impact offensive player for the Packers in 2024. Does that make sense?
It does, but I just don't think you can bank on that. And especially with what we saw last year and the emergence of a lot of other guys, it's going to be interesting to see. And why I've been fascinated by the number one wide receiver talk, and we heard Brady and Cowherd yesterday talking about some of the burdens that comes with being the quarterback when you have one of those guys. There's a ton of positives, but there's also, I think quarterbacks love the idea of having a bunch of guys that just play their tails off. And when they're open, they get the ball. And when they're not, they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Sometimes star wideouts, if they're not getting it, they can get a little pouty and they maybe aren't running their routes as hard. Christian Watson is different. We've seen it. We saw his run as a rookie be as dominant over the 4 or 5 game stretch with the touchdowns and the explosive plays and the outrunning of angles. And he just, it looks different. It would be fantastic for us if that continues and he becomes that guy that people are freaked out about and have to roll coverages. But until he's proven that he can stay healthy and do it, I think you're wishing on something that has not been proven to be able to come through. He's in his third year. He's got a ton of potential, and he is a game-changing player when he's healthy. We've seen that. But now you have Jaden Reed, Wicks, Dobbs. You have a lot of other guys that you're going to need to want to involve. So while I agree it would be awesome for him to be that impactful player, I kind of like the ensemble cast much more than having a J.R. Ewing.
Went back to the J.R. Ewing well. 844-770-3776. Garrett in Franklin on the text line and Sharon on the Wilde and Tausch Facebook page, both picking Kenny Clark to be the biggest impact.
Yeah, I'm on board with that too. I think anytime you can get interior pressure, and beating guys and rock. I mean, I just love the way you watch Minnesota Vikings film with Green Bay. Kenny Clark just eats lunch. He's a lunch-eating fool against the Vikings. It makes a huge difference. You can't really function as an offense when you have that. And I think Devontae Wyatt with this new system and letting him go eat instead of having to read, react, he's just going to be able to go play. You know, you hope that you see that big jump. And then I'm a Carl Brooks guy, man. I saw the reps that he got, and I love what he does. And he's going to get a year stronger and a year better. So the depth of this defensive line, we need to see it. But the fact that you're going to let these guys play in a more liberating fashion where they don't have as much responsibility, it's just hunt, go get. Those guys are going to love that. So Kenny Clark absolutely could be on that list, and I won't have any problem with it.
You mentioned Jair Alexander, and in reference to what Terrell Buckley was saying on the Homer Hour when he joined him earlier this week. Great conversation. You can check it out on Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcasts. I've only seen one response from John on Facebook saying Jair Alexander.
Yeah, I mean, corners can obviously have a big impact because they can limit what a team does on one side of the field. You can shut down a number one wideout, or you can take a player out of the game. It's been a while since Jair's been that guy. And to ask, and just because he's working harder and hopefully he's over this injury mentally, to think that he's going to go back and be that would be great, and that obviously would help for this defense to reach the goals that they have. But I don't blame people to be skeptical. Let's see it. Same thing you could go with Stokes. Stokes was a really good rookie. Got hurt. Been fighting it. You know, can he get back? We'll see. You know, there's talk of, you know, is it Ballantyne or Valentine that has gotten stronger, and they're really liking what he's doing. And when he played last year, they did a nice job, and they're going to be in a more aggressive. There's a lot of talent, but when you cover a team and you put so much time and energy, you don't look at everybody else. You can sometimes be enamored with guys. But then when they played last year, I thought they, you know, both did a nice job. But this is going to be Keyshawn Nixon, Stokes, Jair. That's going to be your three, unless there's an injury. And then you have depth and everything else. Can it be one of those other guys? I think one of the guys nobody's talked about yet, and we've expected these big jumps, is a former first-round pick in Quay Walker. This defense is going to be set up for him to be a Derrick Brooks, to be that guy that's impactful and that can run around and just go show his athleticism. He's another guy that I think needs to make that jump. So we have a lot of should, could, new system. I just want all of the excuses. I don't want us to sit here and Joe Barry-ify this again. It's time for the players to do it. I'm not interested in fire Halfley after a week. I'm kind of done with all that. He's a head football coach. He was a head football coach. It's time for all of these first-round players that are, you know, eight or nine of them that have first-round draft picks. It's time for them to go out and play and to be better and to make it more impactful. Any of them could do it. If you get the whole group to buy in, it could be special, but that's a big if.
Alex G., our producer, cousin sub of the day, you were about to chime in with something as Tausch got on a roller. What you got?
Well, earlier I was thinking about it. You mentioned the cornerback position, and it's good when everyone's firing on all cylinders. Now, I just want a quick side tangent. Right now, the Madison Radicals, my ultimate Frisbee team, we are the only
Who's
team.
Who's the most impactful Madison Radical?
That's the thing. Right now, on the defensive line, we are not a one-guy team. We are the only team in the league.
Who is the most impactful Madison Radical?
We're the only team in the league to have eight players with more than seven blocks. We are a defensive unit because we can trust each other.
Trust.
And that's what the cornerback position needs. I don't think any one cornerback could play well enough to really change the Green Bay Packers' outlook this year. I don't know the last time one cornerback has changed a defensive scheme
Revis
completely.
Island.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a while.
That was 15 years ago now.
It's not 15.
It's 2024.
That's probably like 8. He was pretty good with the Patriots in like 13, 14.
What do you think of G's Frisbee comparison there? Like
I that? Don't know enough about the Madison Radicals to really delve in, but I think his overall point is trust and communication. It doesn't matter what sport we're talking about. Hockey, Frisbee, Frisbee golf.
Hey,
okay. I'm bringing it all together.
Frisbee golf is golf. It's a one-person thing. It's not like I'm relying on my caddy. I have my own bag.
G around here, croquet is more like golf than frisbee golf is like golf. But that's
my
an entire separate
friend's
thing.
Dad was a top 10 croquet player in the world at one point.
Is there a croquet circuit?
There is, and they were the linchpin of it.
What made him a great croquet player?
I don't know. They had a court in their backyard, like a like specific.
Yeah, I don't
court.
Like the croquet on just AstroTurf. You got to have the bumps in the lawn.
Topography.
Like, yeah, it can't just be smooth sailing. You got to be able to read things and get it through a wicket and, you know, the little metal deal. I don't know what that's called. So, bottom line, don't matter if it's croquet, doesn't matter if it's cricket, doesn't matter if it's Madison Radical Frisbee. Communication and trust. You have to believe and trust that your guy's going to do his job, you do your job, and that allows you to function at a high level. So you can make an argument Jeff Hafley might be on this list.
I wanted to talk about Jeff Hafley. We'll do that next before we get to Greg Cosell of NFL Films, scheduled to appear at the top of the hour. Tausha, no matter who will have the biggest impact this year for the Packers besides Jordan Love, a lot of them are dreaming fearlessly about what the season will have in store.
Well, folks, it's that time of the year again. Nobody tailgates like Brewers fans. What if I told you that American Family Insurance can help take your tailgating to the next level? Enter the Superfan Tailgate Sweepstakes for an all-expenses-paid day at American Family Field with your own personal chef for you and five friends. Oh, does that sound sweet? You'll get field-level tickets, gift cards to some of your favorite spots at the stadium, and more. Go to amfam.com/brewer to enter today. Again, it's tailgating's always fun. Cracking open a beer, throwing a brat on the grill. Having your own blanking chef with you and five friends? No purchase is necessary. Again, go to amfam.com/brewer to enter today. Dream fearlessly, ensure carefully.
Do you get to pick what the chef is going to make for you?
I would assume so, yeah. I don't know for sure.
Custom menu. Yeah.
What would you do for a tailgate if you had a chef?
Well, it depends if you're early in the season or late in the season. If you're early in the season, you want to do like brats and burgers, grilling. If you're late in the year,
August 5th.
Yeah, you do like a summer cookout theme. I think if you go later in the year, you get like a soup for a nice cold day. You get like a good chicken noodle soup going.
So if you go in October and late September, it's not that cold. You're not going to be.
No, I'm thinking like November, December. We like the cold games.
You get a tailgate at a Brewers game in November.
Yeah, unless they're in the World Series.
Soup over chili.
Chili would. Oh, good October chili for a playoff game.
Chili soup.
It's not soup.
It is.
844-770-3776. Again, Greg Cosell, NFL Film, scheduled to appear coming up. But is it possible that one of the biggest impact Packers for 2024 is not a player? We'll review that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Guy in the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly.
Greg Cosell of NFL Films scheduled to appear in just a couple of minutes here on Wilde and Tausch to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Jesse and Tausch today with Jason on assignment. Vacation for the week. So one question to put a bow on our biggest impact Packers in 2024 conversation, Tausch. Jeff Hafley's name has come up in the responses.
Mm-hmm.
He is not a player. He is the new defensive coordinator. But do you believe that there's a lot of merit to that response from the fans who have suggested it?
I do. I think coaching makes a big difference and preparedness. And I wrote that down yesterday with what Terrell Buckley said. Unfortunately, I don't have it in front of me now. But the fact that you emphasize the fundamentals and the little things and the splits and, oh, they're going to run a slant here. You need player buy-in and belief that what we're doing is going to work. Why are we doing it? And I think that's the biggest thing Hafley's going to bring to the table here is that this group that did not believe in what Joe Barry was doing, they didn't buy in. And you could see it. Hopefully we see it the other way when it comes to Hafley.
I'm really curious to talk to Greg Cosell of NFL Films. No one breaks down the film better than he does. And all the conversations we've had this offseason about number one wide receivers, about Jeff Hafley's new scheme, Jaire Alexander being a dog again, the addition of Xavier McKinney. There are so many interesting things that we can talk about with Greg Cosell coming up next. And that wasn't even mentioning Jordan Love's ability going into year two as the Packers starting quarterback. So much to get to. Can't wait to do it in just a couple of minutes. Greg Cosell, NFL Films producer and analyst, is coming up next. Tausch, tell us about Fortrea.
Yeah, if you're looking for a little extra spending cash, you want to get down to Brazil, or you want to get ready for the big draft up in Green Bay next year, Fortrea's got you covered with a couple of studies. Healthy men and women of non-childbearing potential, age 18 to 60, BMI 18.5 to 30. Study, one stay, 11 nights, two follow-ups. You can grab $5,302 for your time and participation. If you refer a friend, you can receive another $300 per qualified referral. Head to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films, in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.